The bushfire threat in the New South Wales Blue Mountains has eased today, with cooler conditions, even some rain. But authorities expect that to change tomorrow. For almost a week, Wednesday has been looming as the horror day for firefighters. But the forecast hot, dry and windy conditions are expected to be worse than originally thought. Fire chiefs are closing schools and evacuating nursing homes as a result. Almost 1,500 volunteer firefighters will be on standby around the state if conditions get out of hand or new fires are started. Tom Nightingale reports.
Afternoon storms brought a little rain but no relief today. Firefighters were thankful there was no lightning, but the latest weather forecasts are alarming.
The conditions are expected to be actually worse tomorrow than what we've been talking about for the last few days. We are talking about temperatures in the mid-30s to high-30s. We're talking humidities down to 10% or less. And those wind strengths are going to continue as forecast, 40 to 50, gusting 80 to 100 kilometres an hour. The forecast and scenario for tomorrow is about as bad as it gets.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Services Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, has ordered all schools, preschools and childcare centres in the Blue Mountains to be closed tomorrow. Other schools in the Hawkesbury and Southern Highlands areas are also shut, and he's instructing parents to keep their children close.
It's not a day off school. It's not a day off to go and hang out at the skate park or the local shops with mates. Know where your children are. Keep the family together so that you can make decisions and act together as a family.
Four nursing homes in the Blue Mountains have also been evacuated in advance of tomorrow's danger. Although there are no mass evacuations, the risk extends beyond the current fire grounds. Dozens of fires are still burning across New South Wales, and the predicted weather tomorrow could mean embers hit properties several kilometres ahead of a fire front. The Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, is warning of extreme danger ratings also applying in the Sydney area, in the Hunter Valley and the Illawarra.
These fires right across New South Wales have got just under 1,600 kilometres of active fire edge. We only need an ember. We only need a spot over from part of that 1,600 kilometres to break out and take hold under the sorts of conditions we're expecting tomorrow, and that fire can get away. So we are doing everything we can with a view to retarding the speed at which the main fire front will go down into these most at-risk areas.
1,400 firefighters will be on standby tomorrow, and more officers from interstate and New Zealand are helping out.
Thousands of firefighters upping the ante, pre-formed, pre-positioned, on location in an event to deal with spot fires or outbreaks of the main fire run that is going to impact on some of these areas, potentially, over the next 24 hours.
Firefighters used the cooler weather today to backburn near some towns to try to head off any blazes that become a threat tomorrow. And the Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, is adamant the cooler temperatures shouldn't cause any false sense of security.
Do not think, if you're in this area, or indeed in some of the other areas, but particularly in these already fire-affected areas, do not think that fire will not impact you tomorrow. Do not leave any of your decisions till the last minute. You need to be making decisions early. Whilst we will do everything we can, do not wait for a fire truck to get into your driveway. Do not rely on a fire truck coming to your home. Do not rely on a message. Do not rely on a knock on the door. We will do everything we can, but it would be wrong of me to provide a guarantee that we will deliver on providing a truck to every home, a message to every person. It is simply something we cannot guarantee, but we will do our absolute darndest. Tonight is the night. Now is the time. You need to sit down, have a conversation with your family, know what it is that each and every one of you are going to do now, tonight and tomorrow in preparation for fire movements throughout the Blue Mountains and Hawkesbury region. If your plan is one to leave and leave early, then you should leave early. And what I mean by that is tomorrow morning before lunch.
That message is being reinforced at several community meetings tonight.
Tom Nightingale.